Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I'm out here in Charleston, South Carolina, beautiful Charleston. And I was just wondering, I had questions because all these atheists have been giving me all these nasty hate mails, you know, which is not doesn't say very much for atheism, but at the same time, you know, it might just be those people. But I was always wondering, I said, I knew a lot of atheists coming up and, you know, being in the academic field for so long and seeing all different kinds of people, it seemed that I never really knew a female atheist. And I was like, God, I don't know if I know any female. I wonder if there are any. And if they are, what is their, you know, what is their predilection? What is their, what's their story? So I kind of was looking up some things online about atheist females. And there was a whole big website on famous, like, people that are in the entertainment industry that are atheists. Most of them were sluts, porno stars, and like I was gonna say, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, would you really need to believe in God if you're a stripper, hooker, porno star? Probably better that you didn't think there was an afterlife. It's just you wouldn't want to be reminded, you know. So I had a laugh because and it was a lot of Hollywood starlets and people that you wouldn't really expect and a lot of models. And I was still thinking, why would these beautiful people want to be atheists? Well, you know, if you think about it, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. They're so into their looks, so into their body, and then when that thing starts going away, there's nothing. I mean, that's their body is their God. And if they have no body, have no looks anymore, they might as well die. And a lot of them, they don't live that long because of they're too wrapped up in their looks. Now, I've seen a handful that have gone on and lived a long life, but do you really think someone who's in the porno industry is going to have a long, fulfilling life? I mean, they're not going to live long, guys. The average one can't be living long. Just like these MMA fighters, the average one can't be living long. And I have my opinions about atheists and I know many that are, gosh, you know, they're wonderful people at the same time. It's just, would you really want somebody working on your brain, doing a brain surgery on you if they're an atheist, if they didn't believe in God? And I'm wondering about that, and I'm wondering if I wouldn't rather have an atheist working on me. Because someone is an atheist, wouldn't they think that this life is all that there is and they have to really make something? If they're going to do something, it has to be in this life. It can't be in the next life because there isn't one in their mind. So it would seem to me that being an atheist might be just as much a reason for them to be very good at what they do as much as someone might think it's the reason to be very bad at what they do. So, you know, let's face it. We don't know. We won't know till the end. And and even Socrates said it. He says, in this life, nobody knows what will come next. This is the paraphrase. And no one knows if life or death is better. The only person will know, well, God will know. Nobody knows if life or death is better. God knows. So I always thought he was atheist, but evidently not. You know, or whatever. Maybe he didn't mean God. Maybe he meant Zeus or something like that. It's not really God in our minds. So what I'm saying is, maybe be wondering about those atheists, but I didn't wonder. I checked it out, and there were a heck of a lot of weirdos in there. So if you're a weirdo and you're an atheist, well, I'm sorry for you. But if you're not an atheist and you're a weirdo, well, I'm sorry for you too. So, it's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor, and I hope you get a chance to listen to this because I like what I talk about.